ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
Bechoris Taf Lamed Hei. The Mishneh Maisa Bezocha Shal Lechelim Zoken V'sari Meduldul V'ra'u Kaster Echad V'am Ma'ativa Shal Zeh. He saw this old behemoth and he asked, Ma'ativa Shal Zeh. V'am Uloi Bechoru V'ene Nishchat Elam K'nohi B'mum. That's why, since there's no mum, it's lying around, it's getting old, Sarim Duldul. Not our pigum, Vitzolam Oznoi. Ubo Meister, Vechachom Vitiru. Chom Setin, Sraz, a mum now, it's a mutter. Vachash Vitiru, Holach Vitzirim, Beozni, Bechoris Achaidim. He went and did it to other Bechoris, Vosru. Same type of story happened with Tinoikis, with Tanim. Pamachas, Tinoikis, Misakim, Besoda, Vikoshu, Zinve, Tilom, Zeba, Zeba, Nipsikos, Novishal, Echomem. Varei, Bechor, Ubo Meister, Vechachom Vitiru. Rosh Atiru Holcho V'Koshu Znovois B'Chodes Achenu V'Osru. The Mishnah ends off that klal Kol Shul Adayte Osr Shaloy Adayte Mutter. Rashi explains that the reason why it's Mutter in the story of Kaster is because the Oyv Kichovim didn't have Das to be Materit. He didn't have Das that the B'Chor should come Mutter. And Rashi explains the reason why we say that he probably didn't have Das that it should come Mutter, because the guy does not know that I become mutter. Because since they told him, Ein nishchat elam kein hoyoy b'mum, the lashon of hoyoy b'mum is mashma, that it happened by itself. So therefore, he would think to him, the caster probably thinks to himself, that only if a mum happened by itself, it's a mutter. And by putting in a mum, if you matel a mum, you die him, it does not become mutter. And the Mefarshim explained, that which the caster made a mum, even though he did not have das bechlal that should matter it, his time he was doing a derech schoik vihitol. That's what Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis writes. And afterwards, achash itiru holach mitzirim beoznim bechoyres achayim beosru, because now already the second time he did it, he's for sure doing in order to matter it. Once he saw that chomer matter it, so now he has kavanah to matter it. And now she learned that that's what the Mishnah says at the end. It means to say that as long as he did it al das to be matal amum, who is niskaven to be matal it, then it's osir. Kol shul shalei l'dayta, he did not have das to be matal it, then it is mutter. But if it comes out of Hirashi, if a guy puts a mum in by himself, even though the Yisrael did not tell him to do it at all, as long as the guy had das, then it should become mutter. The behemoth does not come mutter apida mum. The only way it can be mutter is if the goy did not do it bechlal al das to be matter the bechor. The Gemara brings down omlaf katina lo yishanu al the omalei elom kein hoye bimum. Avel omalei im nase bimum keman the omalei zil avoy bimum edomi. Av katina says that which taken to mutter is only if they told him that the behemoth is only become mutter im hoye b'mum. If they said im nase b'mum, keman the omale zil avod b'mum edomi. Rashi explains, what's the point? Why is nase different? Rashi explains, nase is a mashma the odom. So the whole reason why we matter here is because we're taking on that the guy did not realize to become mutter, the guy only thought it would be mutter if it happens by itself, not if you put a mum in. But if he said losha nase, that's mashma that as long as it has a mum, even if it was made through a person, is mutter. So the second, that's what the word nase means. So then, if the guy is putting the mum in, then probably he does it al das lahatir. That's what Rashi's mevab shat in the Gemara. And that, Rava says, Omar Ravi, Rava mechti memeluhu, mali hoya, mali nase, ele nase nam memeluhu, velo yishno. Meaning to say that the loshen of nase does not mean the adam. Loshen nase also is mashma that it happened by itself, and therefore, even if he says nase, the guy still does not know that it become mutter if you put a mum in, and still the guy did not do al das lahatir. That's what Rashi explains. Memeluhu shaloi yideya ibiki chovim she mutter al yodoi veloi lahatir iskaven. According to Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, the words of Katina that he says, it's as if he told him, go put a mum in. It's a very shver loshen. That's bechlal not the point. And the point is not, it's as if you told him to go do it. The point is that he knows that I'll become mutter by doing the mum, because the lashon of nas is mashma, even if it was done by a dayim, and meila lahate in his kavin. Why is Gemara saying commander omale zil avibe? It's as if he told him to go put a mum in. That's not meila moire. The ikur point of here is, did he have kavon seter? Did he not have kavon seter? The lashon nas is mashma that will become mutter even if you put a mum by a dayim. And also, Shvei according to Rashi, the Loshen Rove Mechti Mimelehu, the Loshen Mimele. It's fighting out the point. The point is that it's not Mashma in Nase that are they Adam. So what's Rove being Madgish Mimele? Unless you'll say Mimele, just means to say Loshen Nase is not Mashma done through a person. It's Mashma Bedavke that it was done by itself. Aber Kaponim, that's the Mahalach of Rashi. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis is Cholik Rashi. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis says as follows. He says, the Kastor for sure did it al das to be matter it. What else did the Kastor do it for? The Dover Borer, Shazah Kastor loy niskavim benoik v'ayzim b'chor, elo kadei shiyasa b'mum. Says the Rambam, so why would the Chob matter it? Aval hoyo v'osa zem emeile, shaloi tzivonu oisai, le'efichoch muto lanu lishchat oisai. Says the Rambam, although he did al-das to be matter it, it's still mutter. The only time it's osir is if the Yid, the Yisrael, tells the guy to do it. But as long as the guy didn't do it al-da, although he had das to be matter it, it is still mutter. And the Rambam, the Fidarkoi, has a problem. So if so, what's the pshat that afterwards, when the guy did it to many different behemoths, then it's osir. What's the problem then? Still there was no tzivui. So the Rambam is mevar, and he says, ukeshem iskavin lezeh tomid, haynu ki'ilu anu tzivinu ois lahatal mum. And he does it in a constant basis, then it's as if we were mitzavim, ki ilu tzivinu oisil hatal mum. But often the point of the Mishnah is totally different than Rashi. If you'd ask, the point of the Mishnah is what the kavona of the goy, if he has kavona lahatir, does not have kavona lahatir. And according to Rambam, the point is there a tzivi from the Yisrael? Is there no tzivi from Yisrael? When there's a tzivi, it's aser. When there's no tzivi, it's not aser. And that's the point. When he did it many times, then it's as if you mitzavim. Like the Mahalach of the Rambam is Mefurish in the Beinu Geshem, and the Beinu Geshem is Moisif, a point which makes it a little easier to understand why when he did it on a constant basis, the guy started doing it to all the different behemoths. It says, if you Metzavim, says the Beinu Geshem, Kevin Sha'oise Tomid V'loi Michu B'yodma Ba'ilim Havik Ili Tzivohu, meaning to say, since the Yisrael sees that he's doing it to all the Bechayris, and no one's Moiche, so that Sheva Al-Tasa, that holding himself back from being Moiche, and not stopping him, although you know he's doing it, that's Choshev, Kilu, you're Mitzavim, Kilu, you're being Ma'asher, and you're agreeing to what he's doing as if you're sending him. The Orech HaShulchan in Simen Shin Yud Gimel stelt avek very stark this Machloikis to Rambam and Rashi, Rambam Pishu Shleis and Rashi, and he's mevar that the Yisoid of Machloikis is how to learn the Seif of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Zah klal kol shu ledai te osir, kol shu she'eni ledai te mutter. According to Rashi, ledai te means, did he do it al das to be matter it? That's what the word ledai te means. Shalei ledai te, he did not do ledai, that it should be mutter. According to the Rambam, it's a whole different pshat. Kol shu ledai te means, Lidaito Yishal Yisrael. If he did it al das the Yisrael, the das the Bailim, das the Yisrael, then it's Osir. Kol Shu Shaloy Lidaito, it's a Mutter. It's a whole different Taich in the Mishnah. And the emes is, we have a Beinu Geshem, it's almost a foolish like that. A Beinu Geshem, he Taiches. Kol Shu Lidaito. Kol Shu Lidaito Lidas Bailim. Kol shu ledaito das bailim. Rashi says differently. Rashi says kol shu ledaito means shalahatel mum niskaven latiroi. And the Chashulchan points out that Rashi seems not to be greatest to ledaitoi with a vav ledas. which fits much better with Rashi's chat. Kol means ledas that should be mutter, then it's also kol shul shloi ledas. It's mutter. So das it's also shloi ledas is mutter. So comes out the machloikis Rashi and the Bein Geshem and the whole Rashi the Rambam and the Bein Geshem and the whole Mishnah is really based on how you tie to the end of the Mishnah kol shul ledaitri. According to the Rambam, the pshat of Katina. Rav Katina said, Nas is also command of Amalei Zil is beautiful. It's mamish beautiful for the Rambam. The point is not like Rashi that probably he thought be mutter the hat in his cabin. No, command of Amalei Zil. When you said Nas, it's as if you told him to go do it. That's the whole point of it. It's ki'ilu tzivohu. Command of Amalei Zil. Command of Amalei Zil. It's as if you did it, apidaitai. It's meduyik v'oid loshin gemore. And lefi the Rambam, that's the child Rav is saying it back. Rav is saying, no, it's memela. Memela means the guy is doing it memela. The guy is not doing it because you told him to do it. The guy is doing it memela. The feed actually, the taitra memela means whether the mum became by itself or the mum was done through a person. According to the Rambam, the Lashon memela means a total different taitra. Memela means it's not as if you told him to do it. It's as if he did it on his own accord. Memela, in contrast to command of Amalei Zil, Rav is saying it's a mele. But Emerson, Daki Moshe, brings down in the Simon Shin Yud Gimel a Goyis Mordechai that says as follows: the Goy Shetzoram Oizen Abechor Afilu Niskaven LaTiroi Muter Ki the Omer Rove Nase Muter Came to the Amalei Asibei Mum. Says the goy smodcha, a goy which puts a woman, even if he's miskaven to be matir, it's a mutter. And his mekor is from Rava, the Rava said, not a mutter, since he didn't tell him a same mum. B'chai Moizen, Chelik Beis, Simon Shin Yud Gimel brings down from the Chuvas Gali Mesechte. That's metame on the goy smodcha. What do you mean? The whole sugi is cultural adaiti, as long as he's miskaven to be matir, it's aser. So how could the goy smodcha say it's a mutter? So he says that the great Gali Masechet says it's a mistake. So Rabbi Chaim Oiz explains, no, it's not a mistake at all. The Goyis Mordechai learned pshat in the whole sugya, like the derech of the Ram and the Pirsha Mishnayis. And the Meili is saying it's a mutter. And if so, it's mamash refusha ben agesh in the Goyis Mordechai, this point, that's the whole point of Rav. Rav is saying Meili means it wasn't a pitzivu because the Goyis Mordechai is bringing his mekar from Rav. Mean to say, he tight. That's the main thing. Rav is saying. Rav is saying it's memeil. There's no tzivui, and since there's no tzivui, it's mutter. So it's not much mefurish. This last point that he spoke out that the fidei Rambam, that's a tight of Rav. Memeil means to say it wasn't done api tzivui. The Rambam in Yad Perek Beis Melachas Bechoris Halacha Ches says. Shoal akum lahatul bemum harei zelo yishchat alav zaklau. From this Loshon Rambam, we mashma very strongly, like the Rambam Pirush Mishnah. And the Rambam Halacha Tes adds, Omar, Ilu Nofa B'Bechor Zeh Mum, Ha'yisi Shoichtoi, V'Shoma Agoi V'Osa Boi Mum, Harei Zeh Shoichet Olov, Sharei Loi Nase B'Daitoi. It's a mashma very strong Rambam. The point is, Loi Nase B'Daitoi means to say it wasn't done up his das, since you didn't tell him to do it. The Rambam doesn't point out Bechlal anything to the fact that he didn't do al das lahati lo inase bedaito. His mashma is going back in the Bailam. And the Aruch HaShulchan says taka this Rambam is going shitosi. However, it's not very unclear in the Rambam because the Rambam later in Aruch Yubeis says ketanim shetilu mum bebechor derech schoik v'chein hagoy she'osa ledaitoi harei ze yishachet alav. Meaning to say, if the guy did it on his own accord, it's yishachet alav. Vim also kedei latidoi lo yishachet alav. If he did the kedei latidoi lo yishachet alav. So it's about mafurish the Rambam over here. Im also kedei latidoi lo yishachet alav. Although there was no tzivoy, although he did it al das atzmoi. So Reb Chaim Oiz Taka says that the Rambam in Yad is choiz with the Rambam Pirsha Mishnayis, and the Shoyin is the Rambam halacha ches halacha tes alav davke. And the ikar point is if he did a kedei latidoi. Did not do kedei latiroi. The Aruch HaShulchan, he names on that the Rambam is going to shitasai, which is takamash the Rambam beforehand, and he says the Rambam over here in Halacha Yud Beis is talking about a case that he did it al pita bakosha of the Bailam. And that's what he's saying, Osuk de la tira lo yishachat alof. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it needs a big beer, so where does it come in, the point of Kedei La'atiroi? L'choyre, once you do it al pit Sivya Abaylim, even if the Goy did not have Dasti Matir, it all should be Aser. If it was done al pit Sivya Abaylim, it's always Aser. The whole Chilik, that if he did it Kedei La'atiroi or not, would only be Negeya if he did al Das Atzmoy. But if he did it al pit Sivya Abaylim, it would be Aser. And Kemedum, even if he Rashi, Rashi learns the old sugit. Did he have a mind to matter? Didn't have a mind to matter it? I think that's only ba'oifin that the guy did al das atzmoy. But ba'oifin the Yid tells the guy to do it, the Yisrael tells the guy to do it, then it's also whether he had dasti matter, he didn't have dasti matter. So this is still very problematic. This Rambam, the way the Aruch HaShulchan is learning Pshat, in Halacha Yud Beis, needs a big beer. Where does it come in? Kedei La'atiroi. So the Rambam and Yad is talking. Beer b'kaponim, that's very clear. We have a huge machloikas yishayim over here in the beer of the whole sugya. Now, let's be misboinin in the yisayim machloikas, but before we get to that, let's understand the whole yisayim of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that if a guy does it, b'oifin, that's a problem, ein shoychten api asi osi. You can't ein shoychten alof. Now, why is Allah ain't shaykh in love? What's the problem? What's the study of the whole Mishnah ain't shaykh in love? What's the problem? It has a mum. So it's better that this Mishnah is a hemshech of the Mishnah on the Flamad Dalam Dalif. The Mishnah says, Soyrim Oizim Bechor, there's a knas ain't shaykh in apiv. And the Mishnah is telling you that over here, also you have a knas. If the goy shechts it, you have a knas. And it goes into the din of Soyrim Oizim Bechor. However, it needs a beer. Bishlam over there, he did an iser. He put a mum. But over here, he didn't make a mum. What iser do you have involved? The knas is based on a mum. The knas is, since he was over an iser. Over here, the guy did it. So there's no mum. There's no, the Yisrael didn't do an iser. So why is the Allah ain't shaykh to love? How is this bechlal the din of tzayim oizim bechor? The tell to this shayla is that in the iser atolas mum, Bibichor and Kodshim, it's also not only if you do it yourself, there's an Isser of Amido La'akum. Amido La'akum is also. Just like we said, have a Shabbos, Amido La'akum is also, so too, Natolas Mum, Amido La'akum is also. And when a Yisrael tells a guy to put a mum in, he's been over Isser of Natolas Mum, Amidin Amido La'akum. And that's Mela, that's the Yisrael of the Mishnah, that if you tell a guy to do, put a mum in, you consider it a matal mum b'chor, you're over the iser of kol mum lo yahaya boy, you're over the iser being matal mum b'chor, and it's considered a tzayim oizim b'chor, and you're included in the knas of lo yishchat alav. This is mefurish in the Rosh in Maseches Bava Metzia. This beer, because Kiveger brings it here in Mishnayis, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Tzadim and the Aleph, there's a lav in the Torah, Pashas Kiseitzei, Loisachsim Shor B'Dishoi. The Gemara Kleta Shaila, let's say, you're not choisim the Shor B'Dishoi B'Yadayim. Rather, you tell a guy to do it. Is there Isra of Midel Akum and the Isra of Chasimis Pora? So the Gemara, Mi Aminon, Ki Aminon, Midel Och, Noch Yishvus, Hane Midel Inyin Shabbos, the Isra Skila. Is the Isra Mila Akum only by Shabbos, which is a Chomer de Ke'isa, Isra Skila? Or it's by all Isurim, even the Isra Lav. The Rosh brings down in Simon Zion the Raiva. The Raiva says, Vahach boyo lo ifshate, vazlinu lekula. It's a boyo lo ifshate, and we go lekula. The Raiva's Moisif. Or the Rosh is saying it, I'm not sure, but he's Moisef, the Afal Gav de Maskinon, the Matal Mum Bekodshim, Shaidei Nochri Nami Osir, Vafilu Bezman Azer, Shaini Sura Mdrabonon, Kedi Isa Perk Sul Magdosh Na Flamed Hei, Hosa Mishum Chumel de Kodshim, Beloike Minamine. Meaning to say, he's bothered by a Kasha, over here I'm saying Maskonon, the Loch is by Allah, there is no din of a Mila Akum. Frekt the Rosh and the David, how does it stim with the, by Tolas Mum we find that Amir La'akum is Osir. And he brings Argamor, and Argamor we see Amir La'akum is Osir. So the Chayr, you see over here, that the din of Amir la'akum is lav davka be'isas kile. It's even by isa lav. And daddy answers, that's a special halacha because of mishum chumah de kodshim. Mishum chumah de kodshim, they were machmer even though it's only a lav. But in other yisurim, in other lav, not kodshim, over there the halacha is ladina, we paskin, that there's no isa amir la'akum. Sakoponim, it's mefurish in the Rosh, that he said that word from our mission is al isa amir la'akum, like we explained before, memeil it's bechlal ladin of tzoyim oizim bechor. Kiveger, Derech Agav, Kiveger asks a very nice, Abbas Mishnais, he asks a nice kasha on the Rosh. The Rosh asked the kasha, since we say it's a boidle ivshete, and la halacha, we go lekula, there's no isa amir la'akum mechasime, if so, he has a problem, how does it stim with our sugya? Frekt Kiveger, what does that have to do with the fact that's the pshitis, the ladina we go lekula? The Raivit passed with Ladina go lekula. Let's say you pass now like Raivit, and you say Ladina, we pass in its osir. But a kaponim will be shver what the Gemara was asking the Shaila Bechlal. The Gemara and the Tzadi asked the Shaila, Boilu, is there Issa Mila Akum by a lav? What's the Gemara Shaila? It's a Mefurish Mishnah. So, Balav Hochi, you have to say this Teretz, so you can't be poached from our Mishnah because Chum the Kodshim. So why is the Rosh only asking the Kasha because the Pshitas is that we go Lekula? But whether the Pshitas is Lechum or Lekula, the Kasha is the Kasha, then why is the Mora asking a Shaila, Lechoy, it's Much from our Mishnah, and you have to come onto that Teretz, and keep Ege Blaib Sorechion. You see how Kivege is Medaik in Ogoland, every word in Arishan. Akoponim. Back to what's the gate to us. So since Bar Hativ, that the Yisoy Advarim is, of our Mishnah, is Asamir La'akum. So now let's get back to the Machlokes Rambam and Rosh, and Rashi. According to the Rambam, it's moving Ma'oid. Our Mishnah is telling you Ein Shoichtin when it's done L'daitoi, meaning to say when it's done Al Pitzi Vuyoi, or when it's Nechshav Al Pitzi Vuyoi. So we understand very well why Ein Shoichtin Alof. But according to Rashi, that even if he did me'atzmoy, without the tzivi abayilam klal uklal, now he had kavon to be matered it, the loch is also ein shaychten. Lochayetz ein moving klal uklal. Over here, where do you have, you don't have a mir la'akum over here, there's no mir la'akum. He didn't tell him to do it, the guy did al das atzmoy. So, how is it possible to say over here, do you have an iser of matal mum b'chor, tzayrim oizim b'chor? The Yid didn't do anything. The Yid sitting back, and the guy did it on his own accord. So how could be b'chlal the knas of how could be b'chlal the knas of tzayrim oizim b'chor? And the Chagav, the guy's Oshri in Maseches Bava Metzia speaks out that b'choisim, even if he did it al das to be matter it. If the guy did it himself, even if he did it lahavochas yisrael, about it, there's no iser and there's no knas because it's not shaykh the iser amir la'akum. So that's a big problem on Darka Shadashi. A big problem on Darka Shadashi. And to say it's a whole new halacha that a new din of ein shaykhtim love, where's that coming from? By yisrael himself, the whole reason of ein shaykhtim is only because of a knas. So how could a guy be worse than a yid? But by Yisrael himself, the whole problem is because of knas, because of over iser. How could it be that by a guy, if he did al daitoi, das ladas Yisrael, it should be osir. So I found in the Rav Mishnayis, when he brings down the Mishnah that if he that in the sefer of the Mishnah after when the guy started being tzayim all the osni bechayris. So then the Chum asked it, he adds the following words. He says, Kevon shaholach v'tzoram ba'ozni b'choyres k'dei laso yisnachas ruach li'yisrael nasa ki'ilu omar lo yisrael shayaseyu v'osir. If he's doing it k'dei laso yisnachas ruach, it's as if omar lo yisrael shayaseyu v'osir. It's as if he told him to do it and it's osir. So he's been megalatos a gewalde gesoid. But any time the guy is doing it in order to do nachas ruach, it's nechshav derabbanon as if the Yisrael told him to do it. So if so, I think that's the beer in the whole Rashi. Any time the Akum is doing it al das latiroi, why is he doing it? He's doing it. He wants to be mahana the yid. he himself has no revach on it. He wants the mahana the Yisrael. He's doing the latest nachas ruach Yisrael. Memele, it's nechshav as if the Yisrael told him. And if so, it goes back to the Yisrael, Amir Akum. It's considered a tzayim oizim b'chor, because it's not the kilo omaloi. Yisrael, asay, hateil mum. But often it comes out that Rashi, although in the whole Peirush of the Mishnah, it's totally different, but in the Iki Yisoida Dvarim, it's the same. The Yisoida Dvarim means the problem is Amir Akum. Rashi is mechadish that when a goy does it al das latiroi, it's nechshav as if it's amir l'akum. It's nechshav kilu omaloi asei. There is still a problem over here, however. True, it's nasi kilu omaloi, but could you say that he was over iser? He was over iser. So he could say he didn't tell him to do anything. No one was over iser. You have a knas. Someone's over iser. Nasi kilu omaloi. But no one was over Yisrael. There's no Gavre who has an Aveda. Does the Yisrael need tshuva? Is there a tshuva that he needs? Was he over? You can't see him. He's over Yisrael. So what does it help me? Nasi ki'ilu omaloi. Nasi ki'ilu omaloi. If the Iker point is the Aveda Shaboy, that he was tzayim oizim b'chor, and we can't see him for doing Aveda, ach chloi sa'koil, you'll look at a ki'ilu omaloi, but you don't have an Aveda. So I think over here is Mavur, a very choshev Yisoid, that although the Yisoyed Vorim of Tzoyim Oizim B'chor Ein Shoichten Lov is based as a knas because it's over Iser, but now Chazal or Kiveya, that any time it has a Shem Tzoyim Oizim B'chor, has a Shem of Matal Mum B'chor, it's Aser even if it wasn't over Aveda. As long as it's considered a Tzoyim Oizim B'chor, Chazal made a knas, they said Ein Shoichten Lov, and it does not depend if before it was over Aveda or not. Dugma lozeh, we find by Chomish Olam Pesach, which is also at Knas, but after became with foolish all the poiskim, Mishabur is marach about this, that even though it's based on a Knas, it now doesn't depend Bechlal whether he was even Aveda, even if it was Oynis, and there was no Aveda involved Bechlal, he didn't know about it. After became Chazal said, as long as you have Chomish Olam Pesach, it's Osir. So too over here also, Tzerem Oizim Bechor is a din of Tzerem Oizim Bechor. So Memele, the Rav is saying, very good shemak, he's saying, Nasi kilo omaloi. It's Nasi kilo omaloi, and Mamela has a Shem of Tzoyrim Oizim Bechor. And therefore, although there was no Aveira done over here, but it's considered a Oizim 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 Bechor, and it's Nichlal in the Knas, which Tzoyrim Oizim Bechor Ein Sheikhtin Alof. The Rambam doesn't have this chiddush that culture Oizlasis Nachas Ruach is Ki'ilu omaloi, is Ki'ilu omaloi. It could be that which we had in the Mishnah, that afterwards he went and he's putting mumen all over Chayris, and the Rambam explains that over there it's also because it's as if he told him to do it. Ben Geshem is Moisev, since they weren't Moiche, it's as if they told him to do it. It's Yitochen that they also mean the same type of Musig. Do they mean to say Take? That the Yisrael's over an Aveira, he was over the Isra of Atolas Mum, by not being Moiche, it's considered a Maisa Aveira of Atolas Mum, and therefore they canceled him, not Mistaber, Ki'ilu Omaloi, but Saif called Saif, there's no Maisa Aveira to be considered a real Amir La'akum. Could be the same gather, that Bekahai Gavne, it's Nasi Ki'ilu Omaloi, but the gather that has a Shem of Tzoyrim Oizim Bechor. It's Bechlal of Tzoyrim Oizim Bechor. And therefore, since it's Bechlal, Tzoyrim Oizim Bechor, as law, even though before you weren't even aware at all, after Pikein, it's Aser. This Chiddush that Rashi has, that even though there's no Siyachsus at all to the Yisrael, he totally did it on his own accord, but since he did it, they last is Nachas Ruach, that's not, it's Nasi Kilo Amaloi, and that is Choylik. In this case, we're Loimichu through the Loimichu. So the Yisrael has some connection over here. He's Kilo a certain Goyrim. He's letting it happen. He's letting it continue on. Then the Rambam agrees we can look at it as if he's doing it. And it's Bechlal at Tzoyrim Oizim Bechor. I think we were Zoycha here to Mevar the Inyan very well. There's a Chosh of a point over here. The Rosh, Bob Metzir, which we just said over, explains that the problem of Israel Amir La'akum, and the Rosh is bothered, why is it also Amir La'akum? If by Allah there's no Israel Amir La'akum, so why over here is it Israel Amir La'akum? And that he explains, because Chumra the Kodshim. So it's Mavur Klon the Rosh that by telling a goy to put him to make a mum, it's only also min the Rabbanan, not min HaToyre. Stellt sich the Shaila, L'choyr should be also min HaToyre. Because the Gemara dashes beforehand that by Isra Tolas Mum is even if you do Adai Grom, you don't do B'Yadayim, it's also Osir. And Scholuk from Shari Surim, that have to be Dafke B'Yadayim, over here it's Osir Adai Grom. Like the Gemara dashes Lam Dal Dam Dalis, Minayin Shalay Yovi Dvelo Betzek, V'Yenichena Lo Oizen Kedei, Shayovi Kelvi Echlena Tam Aloyma Kol Mum. And the Gemara B'Os also brings it, Shalay Ladas, So, if grom is osir and it's osir mina toyer, it's lunt out of a pasik. So, if so, the choyra amir la akum should be just like a grom. You didn't do be a dayim, but you caused that she get a mum. You were goyim. It's considered a grom. So, why is it only osir mina bonan? It should be osir mina toyer. I found that the Oruch HaShulchan in Simon Shinya Gimel. Seif Beis and Seif Gimel, he taka says, and that Amir La'akum, the reason why it's also Amir La'akum, by us, by Tzayim Oizim Bechor, is Midin Grome, and it's also Minat Toire, and it's also Minat Toire, and he says, Akadei Kach, you get Malkus, just like every Grome gets Malkus. Luntar Apostle, you get Malkus. That's what he says. So Lafihim, it comes out, the Amir La'akum over here, taka is not the Abon of the Gedin, it's the Reis of the Gedin. But Lamaise, the Oruch HaShulchan is a Pella, it's a Pella Gedoyle, and the Rosh is Mefurish, it's only the Rabbanon. And Beyoyis, it's Tamua, that he himself brings down the Rosh in that Sif. So if you look at B'Kiveger Mishnayis, B'Kiveger, B'Lashoyne Azov, Bavon's is Kashe, and he says that Amir La'akum is Gora Migrome. He says, you see from the Rosh that Amir La'akum is Gora Migrome. And he points out that's a Chiddush. He has a chiddush, stuck a chiddush in the Rosh, but he says, you see in the Rosh that Amir La'akum is Gora Migrom. He's not Mevar the Tama Dovar, but I think the Pshat is because by a Grome, you did a certain Maise. You did a Maise that's Goyrim. There's an action here. It's not a Maise B'Yadayim, it's a Maise Grome. But you did something. You put a Dveil on. You're doing something that's causing the Mum. Mashenk be'amira, you didn't do anything. There's no mice at all. Not a mice v'edayim, not a mice grome. So even though it's happening because of you, grome needs also a certain mice. The chilk between grome and v'edayim is the mice. Is it a mice v'edayim, mice grome? But there's no mice at all. There's no action at all. Just you made an amira. That's grome, grome, and that's only at the bondic iser of avir la'akum. Now let's continue on to the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Shaila, the Mishnah says these two stories, the story by the Goy and the story by the Ketanim, why do we need both stories? It's both the same point, that once you continue on doing it, then it's Osir. So the Gemara says, "Tzricha diyash min oiv kichavim de le'otzi le'misrach. Aval kotten de otzi le'misrach emeloi." By a Goy, there's no chash of otzi le'misrach, meaning to say that I'll continue on doing it. Mashenke, by a kotten is a chash otzi le'misrach. Rashi explained, and therefore, there would be having me in a Beikotten, the Chacham would ask him the Eved in order to take care of this problem of Otzi L'Misrach. Rashi explains, what does it mean by Akum, there's no problem Otzi L'Misrach? Why not? Maybe I'll continue doing it. So Rashi says, Tisiche, the Oivik Chavim lo Ichpaslon, Shrei Noigu B'Yisure. We don't care if a guy continues on doing it, because a guy always does Yisurim. No, you can be sure anyway, a guy is always doing Avedis. So we don't care if we'll continue doing it, because whether we'll stop him, whether he won't stop him, a guy is constantly doing Avedis. The Tosis Yontif brings down this Rashi, and he's Metame Ma'oid. He says, there's an Isser? When a guy puts Matal Mum and Kotchim, he's over an Isser. Rashi's Mavur, there's an Isser. Just we don't care, he's doing an Isser. He says, a guy is Mitzuvah and Zayim, Mitzvah B'nei Noyach. A guy is for sure not in stav on it. So what's Rashi saying that he's noig b'isura? We don't care about the misrach, he's noig b'isura. What is it? When is it? And he says that if not for the Rashi, he would say a whole different pshat. The pshat is, lo yotzei le misrach gufa means that Le'avad Midi, he's not doing anything. There's no Pshachash Sircha, because he's permitted to be Matal Mum. And he says that that's Mashman, the Ram, and Pesha Mishnayis, that's the Ram, the Pshat, and he blinds Tzorechin Godel on Rashi. He has the same thing on the Rav says the same Pshat as Rashi, the Rav's Matak Rashi. The Yishuv Das Rashi, perhaps we could suggest and say a big Chiddush. When a person's matal mum, besides the issur atolas mum, there's also an issue of hefsid kodshim. We'll see shortly that mavur in the gedolei achrim like that. There's a problem of hefsid kodshim, since it's oimel akrove, and now through your atolas mum, it's posel akrove. So there's a problem of hefsid kodshim. So it could be that, since it's Bechlal Hefzit Kodshim, it's Nichlal in the mitzvah of Gezel. One of the Shemitz in Noyach is Gezel. It's Nichlal in the mitzvah of Gezel. Because we find that by Gezel Akum, the Shemitz in Noyach, one of them is Gezel, it's Choluk than Gezel of Yisrael. Anything that's bothering someone else, anything that's taking away from someone else, is Nichlal in Gezel of the Shemitz in Noyach. And it's different than the Kloli Gezel of Gezel Yisrael. The Moshel, the Ram is Mavur, if a Goy is Boyle Eishes Ish, it's considered a Gezel. We don't find that by Yisrael, he's over like Sigzel. So you see from there, Yisoid, that in the Shem Mitzvah Neoyach, Gezel is Koyel, anything you're taking away from someone else. So if so, could be that Rashi holds that Tolos Mum, since the Goy is being Mafsid Hektish, it's Bechlal Gezel, and he tak muzan it within Gezel. And therefore, Rashi had to say his pshat, Sircha means Noigu B'Yisura. In the Ike Gemara, the Gemara makes it Sichuse, that I would say that Goy is different than Zimah Asla Misrach. Kivei has a kasha, that why didn't the Gemara say a much simpler Sichuse? He says, what's the whole problem over here? The problem over here is because the Issa is being done. It says in Kivei, let's understand which Issa is being done over here. It says, by Akum, the Issa that's being done is the Issa that Rabbon, the Issa of Amir la'Akum. And he brings down the Rosh. The Rosh says that Amir la'Akum is the Rabbon of the Ke'issa. By a cotton, which you tell a cotton to put a mums, says in Kiveger, over there, the Issa is the Reis of the Ke'issa. There's a lav, lois achilum. It's also to be Meichel, a cotton nevelis. To make a cotton do a Issa is the Issa menatoy, lois achilum. So says in Kiveger, so maybe we might say a simple tichusa, that maybe only by Goy they are matter it, since the Aveira which is being done is only the Bondic Aveira. However, by cotton, which the meter to the cotton is the Reistic Aveira, over there, the Chom Asid it even B'dievet. The Vaila we see from Kiveger, that by telling a goy by telling a cotton to do an aveira, that's bechlal lois achilum. It's a chiddush which we have to remember in Vurim Kivege, that for the lois achilum you don't need a maisi b'yadayim, but as long as you're making the cotton do an aveira, that's bechlal lois achilum, and amira is bechlal lois achilum. Now let's continue on to the next mission. The mission says, "Hoye bechor roidfoy baati v'asav imum reizeh shayichtin alof." If a bechor is running after a person and he kicked it, and v'asav imum areizeh shayichtin, and why? Rashi explains because he did it latzalosay in his kav, and he didn't do it in order to be matir. He did it latzalosay. The Gemara brings down Omer Apopol Yisrael Shabbati b'shas adife avla achad ifaloi. Says the Gemara Pshita, Malu Teima Tzari Udkomitkar, he's kicking it because of his Tzar, Komash Malon, that no, that afterwards, it's considered you're doing it, L'Shem Atol Asmum, not Latzalosai, not for his Tzar. Ikeda Amri, Amra Pope, Loy Teima Beshas Adifa in, Shaloy Beshas Adifa Loy, Ela Fila Achal Adifa Nami, Mai Taime Tzari Udkomitkar. Now, let's understand over here, the Yisoid of this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Areiz a shoych ten alov." You can be shoychit. What's the pshat? There's a din of tzayim oizim bechor. If someone is being tzayim oizim bechor, since he was over the iser of atolas mum, lo yishchatei lamis. So if so, what does it help me? That's a loss in his kavin. Soif kot soif, he's over the issa of a talas mum. Will you say it since he's doing it? That's a loss. There's no issa of a talas mum. Will you say that since tzayir the midkar, there's no issa of a talas mum? So lechoy the pshat's very poshit. The pshat is erichadami. Avade, when we're discussing the issa of a talas mum, he for sure over. No, we hear it's a svar in the knas. The al shecham kansid a person. They give a knas is only when he didn't do it for a reason. He didn't do it. That's a losay letzarei. He did it stam derech iser. But if he did it, that's a losay letzarei on such a maisa, they didn't cans him, although he wasn't permitted to do it and he was oiber aveira. But b'kai gavne, they didn't give a knas. That's the choyre, the poshet, the klor pshat in the gemara. However, the Rosh over here brings down a Ramban that the Ramban says there's two lashonos in the Gemara whether if he kicked the behemel acher adif but it's mutter aser. The Ramban says that Allah klush the basre that it's mutter. So the Rosh asks the Kasha, why is it mutter? The isba tolas mum is a sofik min atoyre. Since it's a sofik min atoyre, we should go to chumre. So he says, but since the iser of ein shoychlin love is not only rabbanon, so therefore over here we go to kula. It's we're discussing the rabbanon the iser of ein shoychlin love. L'chayin the Rosh is a pellet. What did Rosh want bechlal? What was the Rosh's havamina that there should be an issue over here of a suffolk deraisa? The whole suffolk is a suffolk whether there's a knas or not a knas. It's called kula a suffolk in the rabbanons. So what was the Bechlal the Rosh? As the Kasher with the Teretz, it would seem from the Rosh, something which I don't understand, it would seem from the Rosh, that the Rosh understood that the Svarah of the Tzurika Mechavin is a Svarah that it's not, that you don't have Issa Talas Mum. If you're doing it Tzairai, you're doing it Latzalosai, there is no Issa Talas Mum. And the reason why there's no Knas over here in Abbas and Sugya is not that it's a direct Svarah in the Knas, that when you did the Isser, lehatzalosoi, the Chacham didn't cancel you. And it's a svar in the Isser. When Maisa tolas mum, lehatzalosoi, letzairoi, doesn't have the Isser tolas mum. So if so, the Rosh, the Baal Be'eshayla, comes out that the Sofik, the Tula Shoinis, the Gemara, is really Tula Shoinis in the Isser tolas mum. It's the right to the discussion. Whether or not this person was over the Isser tolas mum, was not over. The nafkemina of that is whether it will be also with the Eved, but the etzim sof is a sof of the Daisa. So therefore the Rosh asked, since it's a sof in the Daisa, we should go to Chumre. And that the Rosh is answering, true, the etzim sof is a sof of the Daisa, but since the nafkemina, which we're, it's negated to us, is only in the Rabban of the Kisr, whether you'll have the class or not, therefore, clapping the question of Shoichten ain't Shoichten, it has a din of a Safak Rabbanan. But if you learn the Sugya, like the Pashtis, that the whole Sugya is not Bechlal Shalom Deraisa, the Tzayin is Kabin, does not take away at all the Issa Tolas Mum, it's called Kule Eswara in the Knas. So then, Lechoyre, it's not moving what the Rosh wanted at all. Lechoyre, what the Rosh is saying is Poshit. That's what it seemed from the Rosh. The Rosh has a new bee in the Sugya. Although it's very hard to understand what type of heter is this, why is it taking away Issa Tolas Mum with Tzairoi? But that's what it would seem from the Rosh. Let's continue on. The Mor brings down a memory from Yehuda Amar of Yehuda Mutal Lahatal Mum Bechor Kodim Shiot Slavira Oilam. It's Mutati Matal Mum before it comes out Lavira Oilam. And the pshat is because the iser is the matal mum and kodshim, and when it's the kedusha chal only when it's yotzer rubai, called man say yotzer lavira oilam, there is no kedusha, and since there's no kedusha, you don't have the iser of lo yia by mum lo yahaya by mum. The Gemara in Tamura, Daf Chav Dalam al Bay says that hani mila bezman hazeh. But bezman hamikdash, that it's chozir lakrove, then it's also the matal mum even before it comes out. The taz in simin shin yud gimel sifkot and zayin is mevair. The reason why it's also bezman hamikdash is because of hefsid kodshim. Since this behemah is oimer to have a krove, and now you're putting a mum in, you're being mafsid hektish its behemah because of hefsid kodshim. It's also the matal mum. So I mean to say that Bizmana Zeh, the whole question is the Isser of Lo Yibay Mum. Bizmana Mikdosh Milva, the Isser of Lo Yibay Mum, Lo Yibay Mum, there's a separate issue of a Hefsek Kodshim. Hefsek Kodshim makes no difference whether it's really Chal the Kedusha, wasn't Chal the Kedusha, you still have a problem with Hefsek Kodshim. So this Taz is Siyut, which we said before, by Negei Goy, that there's a problem of Hefsek Kodshim at Tolos Mum. You see this Nekuda in this Taz. However, it will come out, if so, that it's only Bizmana Mikdosh, Bizmana Zeh, there wouldn't be a Hefsek Kodshim. So that which we were learning up in Rashi beforehand, that there's an Isser of Goy, is also Osi Matlamum, it will come out based on what we say, see now, that it will only be Bizmana Mikdosh, Bizmana Zeh, where it doesn't apply Hefsek Kodshim, because it has no Hefsek through the Mum. Since anyway, it's not Oymel HaKrove, then Taki would not be Mut Osir for a Goy. If we're correct in our Pshat, the whole problem by a Goy is the Hefsek Kodshim Shaboy, that's considered Mikzas Gezel. The Sheet of Kubetzes in Temure, it seems to him that he understood that the Reis of the Kisvore, that which is Chazel HaKrove, and you being Mavatul HaKrove, it seems from the Shita there that the Reis de Kisvore, which needs a big beer. In the Ikki Gemara, that the Gemara said, the Kodim Shotzal Avira Oilam is Mutli Matlamum, Toises and Chul Dav Samach Tes asked the following Kashem. The Gemara over there has a Shaila, Behema Lemafreyu Kodesh Mekana Lebolo Kodesh, meaning to say, a Behema comes out, it's considered a Yold after Roiv comes out. The more Kleser Shaila, but let's say a little bit comes out, then a little more. Is the Kedusha only Chal after Roiv comes out? Or do we say that after Roiv comes out, Mafreya comes Kodesh, every Mikzas that came out? Mafreya Kodesh. And the more says the Nafkamina will be. The Halach is that Bechor is only Kodesh if there's no Shutfas Akum. If a Goy doesn't own a Chalik. But if a Goy owns a Chalik, then it patterns the Bechor from Bechoyre. That's a sugya, beginning of Bechoyres, which we all learned. Klati Gemore, what would be if you sell to Goy first after a Chalik comes out? Meaning to say, you didn't sell it beforehand. After a Chalik comes out, before it comes out, you sell it. So if you say, Mikan Abol Kodesh, so then it for sure be part from Bechoyre. Because Bizman that you sold it, there was no Kedusha yet. And later when it has to be Chal the Kedusha, after it comes out, there's a Shutfas Nochri. But if you'll say Mafreyu Kodesh, so it comes out that Bizman the Kedusha is Chal, which Mafrey is from when it came out right away, there was no Shutfas Akum yet, because you first sold it in between after Achel came out, before Roiv, so you won't have the Ptur of Shutfas Akum. So Akaponim, so there's a machlokes ha'meiron there in the Gemara whether the mafreya kodesh mekana bo kodesh. So why is Rav Yehuda say by us mutal hatal mum b'chor koyim shiotzal avira oilam l'choire? If you hold mafreya kodesh, then as long as the tiny bit comes out, it should already be us the matal mum mafreya kodesh, and comes out if you be matal mum. After a mixas came out, before Roiv came out, you being matal amum and something which is kodesh, azoy frekt toisus. So toisus says and chanami, you have to say the arsud is going to Africa according to the man the Omar mikan abo kodesh. But if you hold mafrei kodesh, it would in truth be osur to matal amum as soon as a mixas comes out, because it's considered a tolas mum that mixas. The Bach in Simin Shin Yutes asks that's very good. That's Toisis, but the Rambam Chatzach Shver. The Rambam, he paskins Mafreyu Kodesh, and at the same time he paskins this member of Abihude, or Abihude Mutl Hatl Mum Bechor Kodesh Shiotzal Avira Oilam. Says the Bach, and the Chanam, you have to say it for the Rambam that Mutl Hatl Mum Bechor Kodesh Shiotzal Avira Oilam doesn't mean that it's mutter till Roiv comes out. It means it's mutter as long as nothing came out. As long as not one chalik came out of it, oil. But anechanami, as soon as a mixas comes out, then you already have the iser batolas mum. The shach, by us in Shimon Shinyu Tes, I'm sorry, by us in Shimon Shinyu Gimel, Sivkot Nches, he brings down the memory of Ebi Yehuda, Mutl Hatl Mum Bechor, Kim Shotzal Vira Oilam, and he said, it's not mashman the Rambam like that. Rambam's mashmak, the pashas, the Tosfos understood that koyim shatz levi oil means as long as it's not yolud yet, as long as Rav didn't come out. So he says it's mavur that even if you hold my frail kodesh after kain, there is no isra tola smum, and he's medayik like that from Rashi Maseches Chulin, and he brings in a Rashi like that, but he doesn't say what the hezbar dvarim is. Why tak is a mutter? Biskinov in his sefer al Rambam in Hilchas Bechoyris says a bir omuk to miyash the Rambam, and he says as follows: Kipshuti in the style of mafreya kodesh means there's a chalois kedush of mafreya. It became kodesh. Sokti Biskirov, the Rambam didn't learn like that. Mafreya kodesh does not mean there's a chalois kedusha. Rather, it means as follows: what makes the kedusha? What's goyim the kedusha? The shem peterechem. Peterechem is kodesh, like we see in other places in the Maseches Bechoyris. The question is, when is the chal Hashem peterechem? Is the shem peterechem chal after Reiv comes out, but until Reiv comes out, there's no shem peterechem at all? Or every mitzvah that came out, that mitzvah has a shem peterechem. Another mitzvah comes out, it gets a shem peterechem. But when he gave the chalois kedusha, it's for sure no chalois kedusha. The Nafkemina, the Gemara says, Mafrei Kodesh, when he gave Ptur of Shutfus Nachri. Ptur Shutfus Nachri has to be that it's a Peter Dechem that has a Shutfus Nachri. If Mishas the Peter Dechem, it didn't have Shutfus Nachri, although in his man Chalois HaKadusha, it has a Shutfus Nachri, you won't have the Ptur of Shutfus Nachri. So that's the Gemara saying. If you hold my frail kodesh and already became a peter lechem yad, it comes out it's a peter lechem which is totally shal yisrael. So then it's chal kedusha. Later when Reiv comes out, it's chal kedusha. However, if you hold mikan lebo kodesh and the whole shem peter lechem is only chal after Reiv, then as long as a goy has a shutvis before Reiv comes out, it's considered a peter lechem of shutvis nochri. Papenigeya. This man chalois hakadosh, that's for sure only after Reiv. It has to have a shem yolud. And if so, Sokka Biskirov, may it's very good. When it comes to the issue of atolas mum, that's not dependent at all on the shem peterechem. That's dependent on the kedusha. The isra yibay mum is not a bechoyer the kedin. It's a general din that's osli matal mum in something that has kedusha's korban. So as long as Reiv didn't come out, you're not being matal mum in something that has a kedusha's korban, and therefore it's a mutter. But if it comes out that Tosfos understood that Mafreya Kodesh means that Chal Kedusha Mafreya, and that Rambam is Chol Gold Mafreya Kodesh only means that the Shem Peter Dechem is Chal Mafreya, the Goyim of the Kedusha is Chal Mafreya, but the actual Chalis Kedusha, the Kuli Alma, is only after Reiv comes out. Let's continue on to the next mission. Kol Amumin Aruim Lovi B'Di Adam Reiv Yisrael Lemonim Reiv Kahanim Einim Lemonim. There's a question of the monos here. So what's the question of the monos over here? This is a hemshech to the Mishnayos before. The halacha in a mum is only mutter if it was not for me'atzmoi. Tzoyrim oizim b'chor is aser. And therefore, anytime a mum happens a b'chor, we need an edis that's mevara to us, and a monos that's mevara to us, that this mum came by itself, and no one was matel the mum. Seemingly, that's the Rabbanan, the Kedin, the Rabbanan didn't say only if you know positively that the mum fell by itself, that you were matal mum, it's aser. That the Rabbanan said, as long as you don't know, that have a beater and an amonis, that it was not for me'atzmoi, we're always choishish that maybe someone put a mum in, maybe someone's matal a mum, maybe it's a tzorim oizim b'chor, and therefore it'll be aser. So that's the discussion the mission is now. Comes out every bichor or to be mutter needs an amonis that tells us that it was not for me'atzmoi. Who's Nemon? And that which tells us that a Yisrael's Nemon, a Kohen is not Nemon, but a Kohen is Choshut. Then we have the Mishnah, Machlokes of Shem Gamil and the Meir. Shem Gamil says that the only time he's not Nemon is when he's talking about his own bichor. Then he's Choshut, and his own bichor is Choshut. But Ashchaveiro, he's not Choshut. If he's talking about it, the Kohen's talking about his friend's Bechor, he's not Choshed. And the Rishonim explain Pshat, the Rambam explains, because Ein Adam Choyte Veloy Loy. That's a klal, Kazok, Ein Adam Choyte Veloy Loy. A person doesn't do a chet if he doesn't have a Revach from it. So therefore, if he's its own Bechor, he has a Revach, then maybe he's gonna be chayte, and he's gonna say the mum came by itself, although it's not true. But if it's yen, if someone else is bechor, there's no reason to be chayish at him, and therefore b'kai gadi's demon. Reb Meir is chaylik, and Reb Meir says achoshla adavar loy donoy v'loy miidoy. Someone's choshed on something, he loses his koyach demonis, and even though he himself won't have a gain over here. As soon as this person became a choshud, he lost his whole koyach lemonis. He's not a gavra neman on this issue, since he's choshud on this inyan. We have a mishnah beforehand in Aflamid. The mishnah Aflamid says a choshud al dover loy doinoy v'loy miidoy. Is that klal? A choshud al dover loy doinoy v'loy miidoy. So the Rishonim all explain the Rambam, the Ramban. That mishnah is shita semeir. Now, lahalocha, how do we paskin? Do you pass like a Pshim Gamil or do you pass like a Meir? So, the Gemara says, Be'os, halach Pshim Gamil, and so too the Gemara, in Meseches Yume, the Fayin Ches, that halach Pshim Gamil. So, problem is that maybe I have a Stam Mishnah like that. The Mishnah beforehand says that Choshal Dovah, Le'i Donav, Le'i Mi'i, that's Shitas Meir. And halachic is Stam Mishnah is as follows. The Rambam says this halacha that Choshal Dov is Nemar al-Khayrim. The Rambam passes in many places. He passes it by us in Hilchas Bechoyres. He passes this halacha in Perek Zayin Mishmita, Perek Yud Mitumis Mishkva Moishov, Perek Yud Aleph Nilchas Eidis, and in Perek Yud Beis Milchas Meiser. The Rambam says Bezal Loshin Choshul Sheheid al-Shalachayrim Nemon. The David over there in Perikur Beis Milchas Meiser is masking in the Rambam, and he says, how could he say so? It's a Stam Mishnah of Lamed that says, Choshal Dov Loi Donav Lei Meidoy. Says the David, although it's true that the Gemara says, Alokam Shim Gamliel, Benegei Ar Machloikas in Ar Mishnah Alokam Shim Gamliel, says the David, a Gevaldiger Chiddush, he says, the Gemara is only passing in Shim Gamliel, Benegeya the nemonis that's needed in our sugya in order to be matar bechor, but in all other places we don't pass him shimli like a meyer. Explains the David why should be us be different? Says the David be us the whole issue of the nemonis is all in order that there shouldn't be a issur of knas medina. Even the bechor is mutter even if someone was matal bechor matal lemum. The whole discussion, the whole issue over here is. Maybe he was matal mum, he had a knas. So it's called kule a question of a rabban of knas. Over here we makel, and over here we say, halachim shim gamliel. Since the whole lemonis is only needed in order to be mevar, there's no knas involved, for that we makel and we pass him shim gamliel. But when it comes to any other shayla, to a shayla medina, not a shayla of knas, Shail de Reis, it could be even a Devandika Shail, as long as the Shail Medina, not a Shail of Knas, then we pass like a Meir. So that's the issue that David says from the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah before, Tak is Lalach, we pass like that. Over there, the Mishnah is not discussing crosses, we're discussing something from Medina. Mashaykh over here, where it's only a Shail of Knosses, so over here, we pass like a Mishnah of Leel. The Rambam is a word that Rambam learns like that. Rambam learns Lokam Shim Gamil means Bechol Gavni. And not only Beknas, and we don't pass like the Mishnah of Lamed. So the Kesem Mishnah Mevar, what is the David going to do? The Rambam going to do with the David's Taina? Halacha is Stam Mishnah. Says the Kesem Mishnah, the Klal is Stam. Ve'achakach Machloikis, the Halacha is not like the Stam. So over here, it's a Stam ve'achakach Machloikis. The Flamed, the Medalev, it's a Stam. The Flamed, the Medalev, it's a Machloikis. And therefore, we don't pass it like the Stam Mishnah. The Rav Mishnayis over here in our Mishnah, he says Alokam Shim Gamliel. However, in the Mishnah beforehand, the Flamid, he brings on the Mishnah Choshal Al Dov Loi Donav Leim Idoy, and he does not say that this Mishnah is Nidcha Me'Aloche. The Rambam Pirsha Mishnayis speaks out, we don't pass like this Mishnah. But the Rav in Bar Tanure, he brings on the Mishnah Ketzudosai. Says the Tosis Yomtiv, the Pshat in the Rav is that he goes Kedas Har David. That the whole din we pass the Mishim Gamliel is the only special over here, which is only a question of Knas, but any other case, which is Shaila Medina, we pass the Yemeya, and that's why that Mishnah is Taka Halacha L'Maaseh.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.